Hello, this is Neil Finn, and you're listening to BFBS.
What comes first for you, the words or the melody?
Melody always first, sometimes the words at the same time, but never the words on their own.
What inspires you?
I'm inspired by the experience of life that I have, the people I meet, and most certainly by the landscape and the light of New Zealand.
What are you looking for?
I'm looking for, meaning, substance, value in my life.
Do you find it?
Well, I'm on the journey. I'm still looking, and I've found it in many ways. I have a wonderful family, very strong connection to my old family, you know, the one I was born into. And that's a lot of meaning. There's a lot of meaning and value just in that. And I think the work that you do, you would hope, or the work that I do, I would hope that it adds to other people's lives in some positive way, that it gives them comfort, or it at times maybe some inspiration. At times it makes them feel empathy. I think that's something that's meaningful and worthwhile.
What I really loved, for example, was on the Crowded House album Together Alone, the title track. I was so overwhelmed with that track. It's just so beautiful.
Well, I know, and it's high time I actually embarked on another collaboration with Maori musicians, because it is a wonderful aspect of New Zealand culture, music, that is not really that often worked with. I mean, within the contemporary framework, musicians don't often work with Maori, traditional Maori music, and I would love to do it some more. But when I did that, I wasn't living in New Zealand. In some ways, it's easier to spot those things and embark on them when you don't live in a place, and when you do, you become a little self-conscious, because people are always analysing why you would be doing that, or, you know, who's the right group to work with, and is it appropriate for us to be... There were people that complained about that song in New Zealand, Maori groups that thought it was a cultural appropriation, they called it.
Wonderful wordplay, Together Alone. How did that come about?
Actually, the song came up thinking about the inclusion of the Maoris, and I heard the legend of the origin of the world, the Maori legend, which is that the sky father and the earth mother were once joined together, and they were then pulled apart by Tane, their son, pushed apart, and forevermore to be gazing on each other, the earth below and the sky above, joined but not together. And that was the inspiration for the title, Together Alone. And that was the story, the Maori words in that song are in fact telling that story.
To ask something here, there's a load, even in the old Crowded House songs and in your albums also, I feel there's a load of New Zealand mythology in there. Is it true what I'm saying, or I don't know?
Well, I hope there's some New Zealand mythology in there, because I feel very strongly connected to the country. New Zealand mythology is not as old and less defined than, say, a German mythology or English mythology. There's no continuous line for Europeans in New Zealand. There is obviously Maori have been there for at least 800 years, and they have a strong mythology, connection with the land. We're just learning our... In fact, I think we're making our mythology as a new nation, composite of Europeans and Maori.
Do you speak Maori?
I don't speak Maori, no. It's not compulsory at school, and it certainly wasn't even an option when I went to school. I wish I had have learned Maori.
Try whistling what?
Try whistling this is just the bunch of songs on the album. I wrote the song before I had used it as an album title. It's really, the line in the song is the clue to the title. It goes, tales from my head, can't buy the book, no one's listening. I guess you could try whistling this. It's kind of like the way that a song can communicate more than anything information-based. It sort of gets behind the back of the cranium. And even when people are not interested in facts, it can actually penetrate people's brains when they're not listening cleverly or intellectually.
Souvenirs.
Yeah.
I think you're complaining about something there. Is it us journalists?
No, not really. It's about... And I hope people didn't see that as being a malicious song at all. It wasn't meant as a malicious thing, but what it was meant for is that I felt often frustrated by the fact that people are more... And when you meet people for the first time and they're very interested in your music or they love your music and they're more interested in the souvenir of the experience than actually being in the moment and... having an experience, and it's a very state of the world. Look at the way that you know, and I'm not pointing the finger directly at the Japanese tourists, but they are classic. The classic image of a Japanese tourist is the guy taking the photo of the experience so they can go home and relive it, but you often wonder whether they are actually totally aware of where they are when they're taking the photo. They're experiencing things at a distance because of the, you know, that's wanting a souvenir to take home.
Compared to Try Whistling This, you've started to get very experimental on this album. Tell me about Elastic Heart.
Elastic Heart really came about as a jam in the studio with a very fine bunch of musicians in the room. Jim Keltner, Wendy on drums, Wendy Melvoin on bass, Mitchell Froome on keyboard, and myself on guitar, and we just fell into that. I made the song really out later, but the rhythm track came all in one go. And Chad Blake really finished in a way the atmosphere of the song by laying over the sound of a marketplace, and I think it was in Pakistan, because he travels a lot through very many different countries doing field recordings for Real World, and he brought that back to the sound of a marketplace, and it did seem to fit the atmosphere of the song. It seems to have an exotic aspect to the song. The scenario could be in any country. It has a kind of an international kind of feeling about it.
I mean, if people try to categorize songwriters, whatever. I mean, if you're Neil Finn or Led Zeppelin or Ash or Kylie Minogue, people just try to categorize. It's definitely not a Neil Finn category song, and that's why I loved it so much.
I've got a couple of people I know have heard the album, and the first ones that they have referred to is that one. One of the first ones is that one, but other people find it difficult. So, you know, it's an extreme. It's a song of extremes. I'm glad you liked it. Oh,
Called 1-0. 1-0 to who?
1-0 to me, hopefully, yeah. It's a good result. Just enough effort to get the win, but not too much to... Actually, no, I haven't actually rationalised that title, but the main reason I really called my album 1-0 is because my son, Elroy, won his soccer competition last year by the score 1-0, and he scored the winning goal, so it means something to me.
People always said that Neil Finn doesn't like to speak about his lyrics. What is true about that?
Well, I think that lyrics are nice when they are left open-ended, and a lot of my songs are deliberately left open-ended so that people can imagine their own angles and layers of meaning. And when I'm asked to explain it in a way, I limit that enjoyment, I hope, for people, I think, maybe. If somebody really wants to know what a particular line was inspired by, I'll certainly tell them. But I'm not that inclined to analyse what a song is overall trying to say, a message or an intent of a song.
I think the line that I remember got me hooked up completely was "Blood dries up like rain." I love that line because it is like it had a certain revolution about it, something that is a love song combined with some brutality in there. And for whatever reason, I love that line. So could you explain that to me then?
Well, that line, the blood is in, for me, as I'm referring to, is emotion. Blood being that runs through your veins, being the sort of the image of an emotional extreme. And you know, I'm not necessarily thinking of anger. Blood rushes to your cheeks and to your extremities when you're feeling strong. When you're feeling strong feelings, for want of a better expression. But that passes, all those strong extremes of emotion pass like a storm passes, like that's really the intent of that line. Blood dries up like rain, fills my cup like four seasons in one day.
In 1987, when Crowded House came out, even before when the Splittings came out, guitar music was much, or had much more of a standard in pop and rock music.
Yes.
Nowadays, you find it very hard with very good music that you do to get airplay in the UK or on BBC or 9's Live or whatever. So have you got a problem with that, or do you say, well, they're going to play it one day?
I really just make songs. I've long since got over the notion that everything I do will connect with the times, with the way the industry is. But I do believe that at various times the stars line up and your music intersects with the mood of the times. And actually at the moment I think that there is a positive influence of songs again, particularly in Britain, where people are talking about the new acoustic movement and all that stuff. You always have to be worried when people are talking about a movement or a trend. But on the other hand, that should be good for me. Theoretically, songs are back in vogue in England, and that's good from my point of view. Well, there's a small boat made of China. It's going nowhere on the mantelpiece. Well, do I lie like a lounge room lizard? Or do I sing like a bird released? Do you ever think of not performing your songs and just writing them for someone else? Oh, I imagine that at some point in my life that might be a good option in terms of letting somebody else go and do the promotion. But I like singing them myself, and I think in a way that's they're meant to be sung by me. They're the kind of songs they are, personal, and I would gladly give some of my songs to other people to sing, but I'd probably want to be controlling how they turned out. Everywhere you go,
Revolution, I always think about you. I don't know. Every album that you either when you're producing with Crowded House or the ones that you produced on your own have a certain revolution about things. I always feel you want to change something. What is it?
I want to change things in my own life that are vanities or that are unsubstantial, that are shallow. And I suppose, in a way, and it. I don't want to be too grand with my notions. I don't think one person can change the world, but I think everybody should feel like they'd like to give it a go. They'd like to have it shot at it. And that can be a good aspiration for a song, is to think that if it caught somebody's imagination, that that person might go off and do something very creative for the good, for the benefit of mankind the next day. It's sort of more of like a part of the overall network of goodwill that exists out there.
So you do the music for yourself or for other people?
Initially for myself, because I have to actually believe and feel something about it. But then the obviously important part is that other people can share it. Let's go climb up on the roof. In the twilight, 360 degree view. As we lie down, watch the fading light turn into stars.